The bombers ran roughshod over the visiting Yorkton Terriers Thursday, piling on the offense early in an 8-3 win. Flin Flon put 5 goals home in the first period and never relented until the final whistle, gathering a big home win in their first game of a weekend homestand. Flin Flon now boasts a 5-game winning streak and has gone undefeated since their last southern road trip last month. The Bombers started cooking very early, with Jacob Vaukler jumping on the rebound of a Reese Richmond point shot less than 2 minutes in to open the scoring. Moments later, Alexi Silvestre kept the scoring bonanza going, keeping on a 2-on-1 to make it a 2-0 game. Liam Bridger extended the lead to 3 after stuffing one past Terriers starting goalie Tommy Bouchard, chasing the rookie from the crease having given up 3 goals on just 7 shots. Replacement keeper Caleb Allen didn't fare much better, with Vaukler getting the puck at the blue line soon after, stick-handling through the zone and dangling out 3 Terriers defenders and Allen in an act of utter filth that ended with the puck in the Yorkton net. Yorkton would answer back late in the frame, with Mason Ruptash getting a puck past a leaping Harmon Laser Hume to get the Terriers' first goal, but Flin Flon answered back on a power play, with quick passes giving Jeremy Tremblay a shot in the slot that he capitalized on, giving Flin Flon a 5-1 lead after 20 minutes. With the game likely out of reach, things got chippy starting late in the first. The Terriers cut the lead to 3 with Colton Corrin deflecting a puck off his chest and past Laser Hume, but the Bombers pulled the lead back to 4 when Jackson Martins left the box after a penalty and scored shortly after. Flin Flon led 6-2 going into the third. The third frame brought a different sort of fun for the Bomber faithful. Logan Sika caught a Bomber up high with a stick midway through the period, drawing the attention of Bomber captain Lucas Fry, who immediately fed Sika a steady diet of right jabs. A brief fight ended with Fry getting a takedown. Concurrently, Flin Flon's Alex von Sprecken and Dalton Mays of the Terriers also dropped the mitts, with both getting in several punches before von Sprecken took Mays down to the ice. Once the dust had settled, Yorkton ended up with a 5-minute power play, which the Bombers successfully killed off. Later in the frame, Silvestre scored his second goal of the night on a tap-in, picking up a pass that had been blocked by a Terriers defender and getting it past Allen. Pavel McKenzie put Yorkton back on the board with a bar south snipe on Laser Hume, but Yorkton's offense would end there. Liam Bridger got a breakaway on a 5-on-3 against the Bombers and was hauled down en route to the net, forcing a penalty shot, which Allen stopped. More physicality came late in the frame, with a big hit in the corner on Bomber Cole Tanchik leading to a third tussle between Richmond and Yorkton's Brett Butts. No fighting majors were assessed, but both players were sent to the showers a few minutes early. A long night for Yorkton ended with a Bomber power play goal with 39 seconds to go, with Tremblay getting his second goal of the game on a power play. The Bombers had 7 different chances on the PP Thursday night and scored 4 times, while killing off each of their 7-man disadvantages. Allen ended up taking the L for Yorkton, making 30 saves. Laser Hume stopped 33 pucks on the night. Jaden Mercier led the way for the Bombers with 5 assists, while Bridger and Tremblay both walked out with 4 points on the night. The Bombers are now tied with Humboldt for second in the league with 28 points, but have played 2 fewer games than the Broncos have. Flin Flon also sits atop the Sherwood division, 3 points ahead of surging LaRange. Flin Flon also put up a touchdown's worth of goals without the services of leading scorer Cole DePero, who is currently serving a suspension that took him out of both this game and the Bombers' next game. Flin Flon and Yorkton will meet again at the Forum Friday night.